This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is joining a group of attorneys general to sue the Trump administration over its freeze on federal grants and loans. Raoul says it is unconstitutional for the president to bypass funding Congress has already approved.
January 20th was an inauguration, not a coronation. Congress is given the power to appropriate the funding. The executive branch cannot unilaterally disregard those appropriations passed by a separate and equal House of Government.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta also is a plaintiff and thinks the Trump administration was light on details in the memo specifically so it would cause chaos. As reports of immigration enforcement raids in Chicago continue, some local employers are seeing the effects of rising fear among both employees and customers. Ali Diagne is owner of Mandela African Grocery on Chicago's South Side. He's operated that store for more than 10 years and sells imported products primarily from Africa. Diagne says he is seeing the impact of recent U.S. immigration raids on his customer base. He says many are scared and uncertain.
There's a misinformation, too, coming from all different sources, but people don't have the time to sort. It's because usually when you're scared, you don't have the time to sort. And anything you think you see, you think that they're going to come after you.
Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling, meantime, says more than 100 people in the Chicago area have been detained in federal immigration enforcement efforts since Sunday. The trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant, former lobbyist Michael McLean, is close to finishing. McLean's attorney presented his closing arguments today. My colleague Dave McKinney is following the trial. He reports McLean's lawyer, Patrick Cotter, told the jury the government's racketeering conspiracy case is built upon unproven speculation and lies. Cotter says there was no trading of Madigan job requests for passage of favorable legislation for Commonwealth Edison. McLean's lawyer attacked a star government witness as a liar, someone who once oversaw ComEd's lobbying efforts and testified there was a link between jobs and legislation. Cotter says the evidence shows lobbying and politics are what got the bills passed, and those are not crimes. The Chicago Blackhawks are headed toward a third straight bottom three finish in the standings. General manager Kyle Davidson says he is happy with progress he's seen over the years-long rebuild, even if it hasn't resulted in more wins right now.
This is the process that we're running, right? And when we set out a little while ago to build this thing back up, we needed to find our new core. And that takes time. That the players have to grow, they have to mature, they've got to develop. And we're in that process and we're seeing those steps taking place.
Slowly but surely, more of the prospects expected to be big parts of the future have been getting ice time in the pros. Players like Frank Nazar and Colton Dock have joined budding star Connor Bedard as regulars in the Blackhawks lineup. Weather sunny, windy, mild today with a high near 50, clear and windy tonight, a low in the low 30s, and Wednesday sunshine, a bit windy, high in the low 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.